KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And I'm Chris Parks with a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJN. We'll start off here with a look at some of the latest high school results from last night that we have for you. In track and field action, the boys' Jerome Howe relays took place last night in Trainer, as the team standings saw Council Bluffs St. Albert take home the crown, 158 team points there. Grizzled finished in second with 104, followed by Trainer with 75, Underwood with 67, and Logan Magnolia with 59. They're the top five. The rest of the field included AHST, Exira EHK, Riverside, Nishnabotna, and CAM. Some of the individual winners locally from that action last night, the 100 meters, it was Dane Livengood of Trainer winning that event. Trevor McKee of CAM won the 400 meters. Austin Conzer of Underwood was the 110 hurdle champ. The 1600 meter relay went to Underwood. The shuttle hurdle relay also went to the team from Underwood. The 1600 meter medley went to Trainer. Shot put was won by Ricky Williams of Riverside. The discus was won by Paul Hudson of Logan Magnolia. The high jump went to Dylan Wills of Logan Magnolia. And the long jump winner was Aaron Matheny of Griswold there in that Jerome Howe relays at Trainer last night. That was the last event that will be run on the six-lane track there in Trainer, as they'll open up a new facility starting in next year. Also in Friday high school golf and tennis results, just a few results we have to report to you. In the girls' golf action, it was Carol Kemper, a winner over Denison in a duel, 178 to 235. Morgan Neighborhouse and Mara Marshing of Carol Kemper earned medalist honors by shooting a 41 apiece. Also in the girls' tenis, it was Denison over Audubon, 7-2. And in boys' tennis, Atlantic 5-4 over Glenwood. Atlantic took two of the three doubles matches to get the winning point after they split the singles matches. And in boys' tennis, it was Denison 9-0 over Audubon. And some high school soccer scores for you from last night. In boys' play, it was Omaha South over Glenwood 10-0. Riverside beat AHST 3-0. And Spencer was a 2-0 winner over Fort Dodge. In girls' soccer play last night, Dallas Center Grimes beat Carlisle 7-0. Fort Dodge over Spencer 2-0. Harlan over Missouri Valley 6-0. Ralston, Nebraska over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 4-1. And Waukee beat ADM 4-0. Take a look now at Major League Baseball for you from last night. A game you heard here on KJN. Roy Halladay tossed a two-hitter over seven innings, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-2. In a rain-shortened game to snap a four-game losing streak. Halladay allowed two runs, walked two, and struck out six to record a complete game. He's had two consecutive strong outings now after starting the season with two poor ones. And the game was called after a 35-minute rain delay before the bottom of the seventh inning. And we, of course, had that game for you on KJN last night. We'll have the Cardinals and the Phillies once again tonight. 5:10 will be the pregame start time, first pitch at 6:05. Also last night, Ryan Braun hit a three-run homer, and Gene Segura produced some bizarre base running in the Milwaukee Brewers' 5-4 win over the Chicago Cubs on Friday night. Segura somehow wound up safe at first base after attempting to steal third, only to later be thrown out attempting to steal second base again. It didn't matter, though, because Braun went deep against Jeff Samardzija, and Anthony Rizzo hit his fifth homer of the year for the Cubs. But Milwaukee got the victory there as starter Marco Estrada pitched out of trouble in this six innings, getting three double plays and holding the Cubs hitless in six at-bats with runners in scoring position. The right-hander gave up three runs on seven hits and two walks while striking out four. Jim Henderson pitched the ninth for his third save in three chances. In other Major League Baseball action yesterday in the American League, it was Yankees over Toronto 9-4. Tampa Bay beat Oakland 8-3. Texas over Seattle 7-0. Houston beat Cleveland 3-2. And the Angels beat up on Detroit 8-1. Kansas City at Boston was postponed due to the ongoing manhunt for the bomber there in Boston. Also, the Minnesota at Chicago White Sox was postponed. That was due to cold and windy conditions there in Chicago. Also in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Atlanta 6-0. It was Miami over Cincinnati 2-1. The Mets beat Washington 7-1. Milwaukee was a 5-4 winner over the Chicago Cubs. Colorado beat Arizona 3-1. It was San Francisco 3-2 over San Diego. In the National Hockey League last night, the New York Rangers were 8-4 winners over Buffalo, as they now eliminate the Philadelphia Flyers from playoff contention with that win. St. Louis was a 2-1 winner over Dallas. It was Chicago over Nashville 5-4 in overtime. Calgary beat Anaheim 3-1 and Edmonton 4-1 over Colorado. Pittsburgh at Boston, the Penguins and the Bruins, that was postponed also due to safety concerns with the manhunt ongoing for the other Boston Marathon bomber, of course, which was apprehended last night. So now they will get to go ahead and play their game today. They rescheduled that game for the middle of the day today. And so they will have that one now here on Saturday instead of last night. Also, taking a look at Pacific Coast League baseball action from yesterday. Omaha beat Albuquerque 3-2 in the first game of a doubleheader and then also won the second game 3-2. New Orleans beat Memphis 4-0. Oklahoma City over Round Rock by a score of 5-2. It was Iowa over Nashville 5-0. The iCubs get the victory there. Colorado Springs 5-2 over Reno. It was Tacoma over Fresno 4-2. Las Vegas beat Sacramento 10-5, and Tucson beat Salt Lake 12-4. Today's games now see Iowa at Memphis and Omaha at Nashville. Those games both get underway during the 6 o'clock hour here this evening, and those teams will play once again coming up on Sunday as well. And some other notes as well from the sporting world. Matt Kenseth will be the pole sitter for Sunday's Sprint Cup race at Kansas Speedway. He set a track qualifying record of 191.864 miles per hour to nose out Carl Edwards for the pole. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Sam Hornish Jr. will start from the second row. Gonzaga forward Kelly Olynyk says he will skip his senior season to enter the NBA draft. Olynyk averaged 17.8 points and 7.3 rebounds while shooting 63% from the field this season, leading the Bulldogs to a 32-3 season and a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. There was a three-way tie for the clubhouse lead when the second round of the PGA's Heritage was suspended by rain yesterday. Kevin Streelman, Charlie Hoffman, and Steve LeBrun are 6-under through 36 holes, one stroke ahead of Luke Donald and Bill Haas. Suzanne Peterson continues to hold a one-shot lead through the three rounds of the LPGA's Lotte Championship in Hawaii. Peterson is 14-under following a 4-under par 68. South Korea's Hee Kung Soi was second after a 66. Bart Bryant was the leader when first-round action at the Greater Gwinnett Championship in Georgia was halted by darkness. Bryant fired a 4-under par 68 and was one stroke ahead of Duffy Waldorf and Neil Lancaster. The start of the round was delayed 4 hours by rain. That's a look at some of the latest sports for you here this morning here on KJAN. Sports was brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.